Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos, Shaar HaChamishi, Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, single-mindedness of purpose, developing it, and we're in Perek Revi'i. Asher L'sugei Mafsidei Or Maisim L'Shem Yisale, obstacles to it that block you, Heim Shlosha. Three major obstacles to developing it. Perek Sheni taught us the ingredients you need in order to develop it. Perek Shlishi pointed out that you don't have to worry about it by Chodesh Halvavos. The Shaar is really not dealing with just the purity of action regarding Lishma and doing it for Shaar, or else Perek 3 wouldn't be true. In other words, even if you have Chovos Halvavos, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, so you could still be doing it, you could still be doing it for the Shaar of Olam Haba. That's already a different madrega that he talks about in other places, but that's not a flaw in the purity. You're doing it l'shem Hashem. You know, it's a bigger subtlety. But l'chori, you see from Perek Shlishi that's not a concern. In Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, he's talking about vis-a-vis people. He's not talking about vis-a-vis the subtlety of whether you want the Shaar of Olam Haba or not. L'chora, or else L'chora Perek Shlishi wouldn't be true. L'chora, even a Chodesh Halvavos, you would have to worry and purify what you do in order to make sure that you're doing it. You know, that's a very, very high madrega that he's not talking about in this Shaar. To do something purely as Hashem's will and not take into account that you get Shaar for it, I'm talking about that. He's talking about doing it as service to Hashem versus service to people, because you want some benefit from people, so your actions are directed at people, not at Hashem. That's the Yichud HaMaisa we're talking about. And that's why Perek Shlishi now is true. So the Chavis Halvavos, you don't have to worry about it because no one sees what you're doing. You don't have to worry that you're doing it for an ulterior motive. We're not talking about Olam Haba now as an ulterior motive. Olam Haba is the Shaar that Hashem himself said that you get. Okay. Perek Vi is the Mafsidim, the obstacles. Heim Shlosha. Echad is E Yudiyas Hashem V'Tovos. So if you don't have a well-developed sense of who Hashem is and how he is Meitiv, and thus you don't develop your sense of Hakaras HaTov and your sense of being obligated in Avodas Hashem because he does so much for you, so then you're inevitably going to be affected as people go through life. So if you don't have a well-developed sense that it's Hashem that's giving you things, so then you're going to be affected by, it's not my Hashem giving me things, it's my friends giving me things, it's my boss giving me things, it's my social status giving me things, because that's like the life you're in. So how are you going to break out of that and determine your actions based on how that will be affected? It's only a person with a well-developed sense that it's Hashem providing everything that will be able to develop Yichud Maisa and do things because it's Hashem's will. That's number one. Number two is you're not quite sure what you're supposed to do. Iyadiyas mitzvah Hashem v'toroso, not being learned. So you can't do it properly because you don't know what it is to do, and you know it's like you'll get by. You know, if this is good enough tefillin to get by your social status of having tefillin, so then that'll be the tefillin you get. If this is good enough arba minim to get by, if this is good enough, if the mezuzah case on your door is enough that the neighbors don't look at you funny, so then you're not going to bother having the mezuzah inside. You'll just have the case. So you're not, if you don't know the dikduke mitzvahs, you don't know all the laws, the rules, so you're not going to be able to serve Hashem, because you're going to just go to the lowest common denominator, what it's good enough to satisfy people. Vashlishi is hirhurei hayetzer, v'hanchiyos v'sa'odam, v'meshe mechabev be'en v'nyoni olam hazeh, v'marchik ol miderech olam haba. Right? If the biggest mafsid to purity of ma'isa, to yichud ma'isa, is the Yetzirah, because this is something that's very, you have to be very powerfully motivated. Your motivation has to be powerful, not just to be yotzei with what will get you by socially, what will get you by, you know, in the social setting you're in. People, good enough for people, good enough for your kids, good enough for your kids' schools, get by. You have to be very powerfully motivated. This is mamish chovos halvavos. You have to have your own motivation to not be sucked down by what people think of you, but rather only by what's pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. And so you have the Yetzirah is always pulling you down to make you lose that motivation. So that's the third obstacle, and he will elaborate on each of these three obstacles. So first he goes to the first one. Asher la'ofan hefzad yediyas Hashem esma'asei hamishma'as, not being fully knowledgeable about Hashem, not having a well, not striving, not learning about Hashem. So you just have this, you know, this, you do it by rote, or you just do it because you have this sense of dread or of obligation. So, who kimishalo yedas Hashem, eno ovdo belibo. Here we're talking about shari yichud ma'isa. We're talking about developing a relationship with Hashem in everything you do, that you're focused on Hashem, and that's like believe. We're taking the actions that you do, and we're saying we want to create motivation is to serve Hashem, to please Hashem, to do the will of Hashem. And that's all believable, but if you don't have any basis to do that, right? Your whole world is other people. You're lacking Hashem. Below you have denu ala mishalo nela mimenu and yano. You can't serve Hashem truly. We're talking now deep. We're talking about your psyche. Are you? Many times, most people don't even think about this. Like, you know, you don't think about it. You go through life. People go through life. They do all the right things. They're not going to Gehenim. They do all the right things. But Hashem is the furthest thing from their mind. Well, not the furthest, but Hashem is far. Their thoughts do not register about Hashem. Their thoughts are on the Shulchan Aruch, which is good, but it's not bad. Thoughts are on the Shulchan Aruch. Their thoughts are many times on their neighbors, on their friends. Just, it doesn't have to be evil. You know, they're in a certain social, they're in a social setting, and that's, you know, that's how they act. You know, they go to shul, they go there, they go there, they do this chumrah, that chumrah. They don't think about Hashem. So how can you expect such a person to develop yichud ma'isa if he's like, he's blocked to the whole idea? In every year you say, you know, you really have to do this only l'shem Hashem. You say, he says, who's Hashem? Who's Hashem? And that's who he's focused on. This is what he talks about in the Hakdama to the Sefer. This is one of the reasons he wrote the Sefer, because people were very frum and followed rules, but they didn't think about Hashem. He was not in the picture. So you go to the person, you sit him down in a psychiatrist's chair, and you say, why are you putting on tefillin? Like, if what's going on in your mind is not Hashem, and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and sort of like carrying a sign on your body that Hashem Echad, if that never occurred to you, it's like, so why are you putting on tefillin? You say, I don't know, what else am I supposed to do? Like, you know, everybody else putting on tefillin, I guess, so am I. Well, how would it look if I didn't put on tefillin? What would my wife say? What would my kids say? What would my neighbor say? Ein matarasa bohem, if you really dig deep, elamatras mishayore umakave mibnei yodam levad. So now this is a very, very harsh sentence. Very over this bnei yodam. You're not really serving Hashem. If you want to like really be harsh and say it harshly, he's not serving Hashem when he puts on tefillin. He's serving people. He's an old Zora. Lo is bori bnei yodam. He doesn't know about Hashem. He doesn't have a sense that Hashem is a mitzvah and he's supposed to do it and why he's supposed to do it. It's like, you know, we don't think about these things. We do the rituals and no time. This is what he said in the Hakdama, that, and he wrote it 1,000 years ago. Things did not get better, that's for sure. He said people are into the rituals and they don't think about Hashem. Right, he wants people, if the learning shahr avodas Elokim, right, he wants you, you say, why are you putting on tefillin? Why are you blowing shofar? Why are you doing anything? He says, oh, because I want to express my thanks to Hashem for giving me life and for making my body work and for giving me a family and for giving me children and for making my, and for allowing me to think and for giving me a car and for giving me an apartment and for... Yeah, and you have a whole laundry, a whole list of things, and the Chavis HaLevavos wants you to do it because of that, as a way of saying thank you to Hashem. It's a tremendous chiddush, but it's very well based. If you learn Shaar HaBechina and Shaar Avodas Elokim, you see where the Chavis HaLevavos is coming from. Not such a chiddush at all when you're finished. It's very, very deep. It's very, very correct. You see how that's a shleimus, a perfection in Avodas Hashem when it comes to a sense of gratitude. But that's what this shiur is about. What he's saying here, though, is that if you don't have a grasp, really, Dolinsky, the first week he was here, spoke about this during my Pirkei Avos slot. This is what he talked about. That you have to know Hashem, or else everybody's like Paro, saying, Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma Bekolo. You don't know who Hashem is. You don't have any sense. This Halpern, you know, this guy in Bnei Brak, the eyeglass store guy. So he wrote a sefer, Darkei Hashem, something like that. Gave it out for free, thousands of copies. Big fat sefer. And he goes through Medrashim and he goes through Gemaras, and you get a sense, sort of, he like brings Hashem down to earth. Chas v'shalom, right? Like, this is how Hashem works. This is what Hashem does. This is what Hashem likes. This is what Hashem doesn't like. And it's based on Chazal. And it, again, according to the Chavis HaLevavos, you can really take a step back. It's not that complicated. You can do it in a general sense, at least. That Hashem gives us everything that exists is from Hashem, and we have to say thank you. Like, that's how he says, really, I mean, it's very, very harsh. He says, you know, we're about the Zohar. If you don't have a sense of who Hashem is and you have other reasons for doing what you're doing, then you're not worshiping Hashem. Because you can't worship what you don't know. So who are you worshiping? You're worshiping your neighbor. You're worshiping your wife. You're worshiping your kids. You're worshiping your kids' schools. You're worshiping, the other people in shul that are going to say, where were you, Jack? You know, where were you, Harry? You didn't go to shul for the last week. I didn't see you in shul. So, I better go to shul. So you're worshiping them. Okay, stop here.